Good morning. My guest this morning is Candace Mackey from the Redwood Arts Council. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Roland.
Good to see your smiling face
again. I know. It's been a long time. It's good to see you.
Yes. Saturday, February 13th, the Flanders Recorder Quartet. They were here several years ago. Talk about them.
Oh, so they were back here back in 2010, and we just adore these four gentlemen. They actually hail from Belgium, of course, Flanders, and they come and visit with their 50 different recorders,
wow.
All from sizes from a Pico, from a small recorder to about, oh gosh, how big is the largest one? Basically like 4 feet to 7 feet.
Yeah,
they have
7 feet.
7 foot.
I've seen them about... I think 4 to 5 feet is about the largest I've seen.
Yeah, it's a Baroque contrabass recorder, and it's copies. They have a bunch of copies or reproductions of the collection of Henry VIII that they carry with them and play. And so it's a real rare opportunity to see these instruments and to hear them. They don't visit very often.
I used to play the recorder.
Everybody did.
I played the tenor recorder.
Oh, okay. Not everybody played the tenor, so that's great. No, it's really a lot of people think that recorder quartet. Oh, it's going to be, you know, four guys sitting around with their little, you know,
one and a half foot tootly.
But this is a completely. It's a more rich experience. They're educators as well as players. They're playing at the Frick Museum in New York before they come out to see us, and they're doing a program that spans from about the mid-15th century all the way up to mid-20th century. And they've gotten a lot of awards for their arrangements, because sometimes if something's not arranged for the specific instrument, then it can be a flop. But they've gotten lots of awards for their arrangements. So we're talking a little bit of Vivaldi, a little bit of Bach, and then some other anonymous dances and some old recorder music that they're going to bring with them play.
Fantastic. And really, it's interesting that they are unaccompanied.
Yes.
You expect to find some strings to kind of back up the recorder.
But... yeah, in early music you would, or some sort of a harpsichord or some sort of a basso continuo, but they have the bass recorder so they can do that. And they're actually going to be doing outreach for us at the Oak Grove Elementary School on Friday with the recorder class there too.
So. You should be visiting some of the Waldorf schools in the area.
I know.
Because, you know, Waldorf kids all start with the recorder and then usually proceed to violin, viola, cello.
Yeah, it's a great chance for kids who do play recorder, if you have one, to bring them. If you pay for your ticket, your child is free. So please come and enjoy the concert. These guys are also a lot of fun. They've played bottles for us. They've played wine bottles, beer bottles, done a whole unaccompanied piece kind of like that. And it's amazing to watch their talent and their humor and their grace.
So can you give us a little preview of other shows that are coming up in the course of the year?
Sure. We have, and it's going to be one a month for 4 months. We've shortened our schedule. We're trying to do some financial feasibility study here. So March 18th is going to be Amit Paled. He's playing Casal's cello. He will be coming back and visiting us on that Friday. And in April, we have the Harlem String Quartet coming on the 16th. And then in May on the 21st, we have the Telegraph Quartet back in Occidental. So it's a great, great series. You can find it all on our website.
Back in Occidental.
Yes.
You're playing there again.
We are. So this concert's in Occidental, and the I don't have a location quite yet for a meet. We're trying to work a Sebastopol location. And then April will be at the Glazer Center for the Harlem, and then back in Occidental for the Telegraph Quartet in May.
That's great. Okay. Let's remind people once again that this is the Flanders Recorder Quartet, a type of music that is very, very pleasant to listen to and not often heard. So take this opportunity to hear them on Saturday, February 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. For tickets, a couple of online, it's redwoodarts.org. Candace, thanks for coming in, and congratulations on your new arrival.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.